KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban man killed in a home invasion in Sarnia is being remembered as a hero. Two armed intruders broke into Craig Dietliff's home through the dining room window in the early hours of the morning yesterday. His brother-in-law, Darren Mahabia, says the father of two went to investigate and told his wife to lock herself in the bedroom.
Immediately after, he was shot twice in the abdomen. Craig tried to hold on to life. As paramedics got to the house, Craig succumbed to his wounds. They tried to resuscitate him, but he was gone.
Mahabia says the intruders stole phones and a laptop after breaking into the main bedroom and fled in the family's car. He's described his brother-in-law as a hero, saying he died protecting his wife and two daughters. Health MEC Nomagugu Simelane has denied claims of a medication shortage in public health facilities.
We don't have a challenge of shortage in medication. About a week or so ago, we even went to our depot. There is no problem. Medication is there. Medication is available.
Recent reports indicated that the department was struggling to supply medication to hospitals and clinics in the province. The situation led to calls from Action SA and KZN for Simelane to address allegations that suppliers weren't being paid. The MEC says the issue has been resolved.
We do have a challenge generally as a department. And as a result of that, we have had to watershed our payment of service providers. However, that doesn't mean we have not been paying service providers. At some point, you would find that there would be a challenge and there was one or two companies that decided to withhold their medication because they had not been paid. But that has been sorted.
Abroad, at least 12 people have been injured after a grenade was thrown into a bar in France. The incident happened last night in the city of Grenoble, with French media reporting the attacker acted alone. Police have ruled out terrorism as the motive and have not made any arrests. And finally, if you're looking for love this Valentine's Day, you're being warned to not only guard your heart, but your wallet too.
Dating scams are increasingly prevalent, with fraudsters becoming more sophisticated in their methods of deception. They frequently employ social engineering tactics to manipulate unsuspecting individuals into divulging personal information, thereby jeopardizing the security of their banking profile.
Standard Bank's head of fraud risk management, Atali Khan, says the season of love is prime time for online scammers. Research shows that over 350 million people used dating apps globally in 2023. Khan has urged users to be cautious, adding that scammers often make contact on these platforms by pretending to be romantically interested.
Scammers first build trust before attempting to extract sensitive information. All they need is seemingly harmless information like your phone number. From there, they can employ phishing attacks, either through your phone calls, voice messages. They also send out phishing emails, fraudulent emails containing links designed to manipulate you into revealing your sensitive data and details.
Weatherwise, a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay going up to 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Everton have the final say in the Merseyside derby against Liverpool. Big win for Bayern Munich in the Champions League away to Celtic. And the Proteas suffer a 6-wicket defeat against Pakistan.